Massachusetts has the ocean, the mountains, the busy city life, the rural areas, and not to mention plenty of well-known landmarks. All those locations, along with a state tax credit, are making Massachusetts a desirable spot for a growing number of filmmakers. WBUR's Andrea Shea has been looking into the local jobs created by the film industry, and this morning she introduces us to one of the professionals who finds the right sites for shooting movies, a veteran location manager.
Charlie Harrington spends a lot of time in his car, hours and hours, not commuting, but taking Hollywood producers and directors like Gus Van Sant on tours to check out areas that could work in their films. The location manager shows them triple-deckers, taverns, and icons like Fenway Park.
I'm like a real estate agent that sells real estate to designers and directors.
Harrington stops at a house in South Boston. He's been here before.
When I was scouting it, instead of just taking pictures, I just said, is it okay if I take pictures, and this is the project is for, and we'll pay you if we use it. And then we ended up coming back and using it, so they make some money.
In this case, $500. Harrington also shows me a very Southie-looking barber shop he hoped to get into Good Will Hunting.
There was no barber shop in the movie, but you know, everybody agreed they liked it. And so finally on this movie, when we were doing the second unit, I drove the cinematographer by here and he said, this is fantastic. And I was happy to have it included in the movie.
Harrington's been doing this for 29 years, but not just in Boston, all over the world.
Fly around the Caribbean and find the best waterfall. Or one summer I just flew around the Arctic Circle and dog sledded and helicoptered everywhere, and the movie never got made. Other times, it's, figuring out where people are going to poop.
Harrington says scouting locations is one thing. Managing porta-potties and parking is another. But that's the reality of his job.
I should probably pull up an IMDb on myself. And this has nothing to do with me being old. It's just that this is like my 63rd movie I'm working on right now.
Charlie is a complete pro and has a really good notion of what a director is looking for.
Lisa Strout heads the Massachusetts Film Office and works to entice filmmakers to the state. She uses an online image database of photogenic places, but says having a veteran location manager helps the sale.
People don't realize that the scouting part is extremely creative, but the other half of it is moving the company around, finding the parking, dealing with police, fire, parks department. Basically, a location manager is the connect from the company to the real world.
Among the producers who work with Charlie Harrington a lot is Barry Bernardi. He's made 6 films in Massachusetts with Adam Sandler's company, Happy Madison.
He has worked in Los Angeles. He has worked in numerous states in the union and is well known by many productions and studio heads, and he understands filmmaking. He's primarily a filmmaker, so he works very closely with the production designer, the art directors, and makes sure that the location is going to satisfy.
Bernardi says Massachusetts has some diverse locations to choose from.
You know, you can have a great sort of classic Cape Cod setting, you know, set against the water, either in the North Shore or down in Cape Cod. You can have a great provincial eastern areas in the city, and then you can have small town looks, you have rural looks, and you can also, you know, play Boston for other locales.
Harrington manages 25 to 35 different locations for most films. The last one racked up more than 100. It's critical for Harrington to know a lot of people around the state and where filmmakers are welcome or not.
There's probably 8 or 10 location managers in Boston, and you know, a few of us have our towns that we like to film in because the selectmen or the mayor or the police chief are easy to deal with, and some towns can actually be a nightmare.
In some towns, Harrington says municipal workers are reluctant to cooperate because movie sets can be disruptive. They create a lot of extra work. Harrington is also the guy who handles complaints from residents.
It took me 10 minutes to get home instead of 5 minutes because of the traffic jam that you caused. And other times it can be a significant thing, like, You know, my handicapped mother couldn't get to her appointment because you had the road blocked off.
To do his job, this location manager keeps a mental catalog of countless streets and neighborhoods. He notices subtle things, like how the quality of light in Boston is different than in L.A. or Venice. This city's underbelly is popular with directors, too. Harrington recalls a stinky, loud, rat-infested alley in the Back Bay.
We scouted every alley in Boston, but the director and the designer were in love with this place. And so we power washed the thing and put Clorox down. We made deals to shut off all the air conditioners, and we made it work for the director. And he was grateful for that.
And it was gratifying for Harrington. A lot of people call him the elder statesman of Boston Film Scouts.
I don't know about elder statesman. It's a young man's job, and I'm 57 and I'm still doing it. So sometimes when it gets stressful, I feel like this is going to be my last movie. And then, like anything else, once you get through it, you're like, okay, bring on another one.
Charlie Harrington is currently managing the locations for reshoots on an upcoming Vince Vaughn comedy that opens next year. He looks forward to seeing Black Mass and hopes the atmospheric shot of the barbershop he found in Southie makes the final cut. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.